Hey, as Jeff mentioned, thank you guys so much for being here. Today is a super exciting day. I know that there's a reason for you being here, especially if this is one of your first times. Today's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking a lot about what the Lord's been up to, but so thankful for each and every one of you. About 4 years ago, almost in January, it'll be 4 years, we launched City Hope Church, just saying yes to the Lord, not really knowing what was going on. And today, hundreds of people call City Hope Church their home church. And so we've just been praying. About a year ago, we launched a financial campaign called the Hope Project. And we wanted to just be able to raise the necessary funds to take our next steps in ministry. And so we were getting the question all the time, where are y'all moving to? When y'all building a building? When are you going to get your own space? And I just felt really, really, like I was looking and I was like, I don't know, you know, wherever the Lord wants us. And I just felt in my heart for a while as we were praying through that, the Lord kind of gave me this idea to slow down. And he said, this is what he said to me. He's like, I want you to shepherd the people I've given you before I give you more people, all right? And so I just began to just strategize and pray and get with our team. Well, what does that really, really look like? And so about 1 year ago from right now, we launched this campaign to do four things. And all of these things are to help us shepherd people well. First, we wanted to hire a full-time student pastor and kids director. Then we wanted to hire or open up a biblical counseling center. One of the biggest requests we get as a staff is for counseling. And so we wanted to open our own counseling center. And then the fourth part of that Hope Project, that campaign, was to hire someone to run the counseling center. And so today we are ending, today is the end, it was 1 year campaign, and today we are ending our Hope Project campaign. I want to give you an update of where everything was at. All right, so look at this slide here. There we go. So our goal was 1.3 million, and to date we have received $1,080,000. All right, so come on, that's pretty good. All right, in 1 year, God has done some amazing things. Now, I know what some of you are immediately thinking, I wasn't 100%, all right? So, if you want to write a check for $220 today, feel free to sow that. As a matter of fact, we're not leaving until, I'm kidding, all right? No, I did some research. The average church campaign reaches about 75% of their goal, all right? So 83%, I'm thrilled to death. I'm so excited about that. And our team, after prayerful consideration, so what we did, I want to make this super clear. What we did is we planned and budgeted for 3 years to be able to pay those positions and have the counseling center, all right? And so with our leadership, and we strategized and planned, this is going to be more than enough to get us through the next 3 years for all that God's doing. So we've hired Cam, all right? We've hired Courtney, we've hired Erica, and come on, give it up for those folks, all right? Our kids, our students, our... And I'm excited to show you guys this next slide. Our counseling center here. Well, wait a minute. It's upside down now. All right. So just earlier it was horizontal. So we're getting closer. All right. But we have got the counseling center location. If you guys go over to Buckwalter, do you know where Kroger's is? All right. Sorry. I'm from Kentucky. We say Kroger's. All right. Instead of Kroger. So right behind Kroger's there's a new facility going in right behind there, and that's where our counseling center is going to live and be. And so the projected date, maybe March, we'll be able to open somewhere around there, hopefully in the next, before we get out of school in 2026. So we'll be launching that. This is not just a place for counseling. This is a place for meetings, for small groups, for prayer meetings, for worship nights, all that stuff. We're so excited about this next step of ministry. So all the money we've raised, we've been able to watch God do that. And part of that Hope Project, part of why me telling you this today is this as well. If you were not able to fulfill maybe the pledge that you made and you haven't done that, I want you to hear me today, all right? It's forgiven. It's over. It's done. This part is over. This Hope Project, we're putting it to sleep, okay? And we're excited about what's going to happen, and there's still opportunities for you to give, all right? No harm, no foul. It's over. Don't feel guilt. Don't feel anything else. God has provided enough for us to take this step, all right? Everybody good with that? Everybody understand? Okay, next thing I want to share with you guys is, this is just kind of a little bit of a side note. As we were going through this, we realized one thing that we've wanted to do for a really long time is to put a transparency page on our website. Because money can bring up so many emotions. It does in your house. It does in mine. It especially does with churches, right? And thank you so much. All right. I've been talking a lot today. And so what we've done is on our website, we have put a transparency page on our website so that you can see exactly what's going on with the finances here at City Hope. Our budget is on there. We do budgets in 6-month cycles. You can go through there and see all that because we don't want you to think we're just going to P.F. Chang's every weekend for dinner, okay? We are trying to do the Lord's work. We're trying to build his kingdom. We're trying to use all the money that God's given us through your gifts and through your tithes to build his kingdom. And so that's on there. For those of you that care about that, dig in, have fun. For those of you who don't ever look at it, all right? All right, now, a couple other things. This one, how many of you guys are married? Any married couples in here, all right? How many of you like the person you're married to? All right, you better raise your hand, all right? All right, if you did not raise your hand, this is for you, okay? I'm excited to announce, this is just a save the date moment, all right? So get your phone out. We are having our very first marriage conference in City Hope history, all right? And so February 27th to March 1st, that entire week, we're going to have a marriage conference over on the island, all right? The cost is $250 per couple. If you want to stay at the Westin over at on the island, the cost is $300, okay? And so it is going to be a awesome, awesome weekend. I cannot wait. So go ahead, put that on your calendar. We'll get some more information out to you as time comes, all right? Everybody excited about marriage conference, all right? You better say yes, okay? All right, last one, last announcement. I'm already tired of talking. We have been praying about, for those of you who've been with us for a while, we've been, we knew that our lease here at John Paul was over in January. And so we've been praying, God, show us, God, show us. And I cannot tell you how many buildings I've been in and conversations I've had and people I've yelled at because they're too expensive. I cannot tell you how much our team has been working to find this. Well, we finally feel like we found the place that God has for us right now. All right. And so I'm excited to announce to you today, beginning January 4th, that's the first Sunday in January, we will be moving. Our new location will be at the Boys and Girls Club over in Bluffton. All right. Come on. That's good. I know a lot of you guys are like so much closer to home, right? All right. For me, it's not. All right. I live that way. We are so excited about this. We've been praying so hard and God has opened this door. And not only has he opened this door for us to be able to live there and have service there, this is going to be an awesome partnership, guys. We got some exciting things to tell you here in just a little bit after the service that we're partnering with them all the way. So they're meeting the needs of our community already. And we get to go and partner with them and to be able to do that. And so I'm so, so, so thankful. Now, going into a space like this, there's a lot of newness, all right? We're going to be meeting in a gym, and so one of the things already, they don't have any chairs, all right? And so we got to go buy 300-400 chairs, all right? Did you guys know that chairs aren't like $10 a piece, all right? They are not cheap. And so we're going to be doing some stuff like that we haven't had to do up to this point. And so maybe you want to give to that. Maybe you're interested in helping with that. Maybe you just want to come. We got some rooms to paint over there. There's just a lot to do. They're so excited about that. And so I'm thankful that we get to do that. It's going to be awesome. We'll tell you more about it over the next few weeks. But as we've been praying, the Lord has just opened that door for us. Now, two things I do want you to know, then we're going to continue to worship. One, we've always said that our heart was kind of out this way and that the Lord, you know, as the growth comes this way, we wanted to be out here. And that's still my heart, okay? And so we're moving there. That's the door that God's opened for now. But we're still continuing to look for land and look for next opportunities out here as we move into the Boys and Girls Club. And so this is still my heart to be out here in this area. So we're just opening or going through the doors that the Lord's opened, all right? So that's number one. And then number two, I want to ask you just to continue to pray. This is a really cool opportunity for us, not only to make a difference with the Boys and Girls Club, but I think in Bluffton as well. We're going to be meeting in the gym, which gives us the opportunity and the capacity to meet in one service for a while. All right. And so I told the first service that you're going to see people you didn't even know you go to church with. All right. You didn't even know y'all go to the same church, that we'll be able to have one service there for a while in that gym. And so just begin to pray and begin to invite and begin to just look forward to what the Lord's going to do. I'm so excited about that. And for those of you that got to drive a little bit extra, stick with us. All right. Don't let the few extra minutes in the car detour you from coming. All right. Because I got to do it, too. But let me pray for us. I'm so excited about what the Lord's going to do and what he's been doing. Father, I love you, and I'm thankful that I get to stand here and give these updates. Lord, I'm still in awe of all you're doing. That almost 4 years ago, we said yes, and we didn't know what we were really saying yes to. But here we are, and just amazed at what you're doing, that we could raise $1 million in a year, that we could hire people and have a counseling center to shepherd people, and that we could have hundreds of people that call City Hope Church their home. It just blows my mind, Lord. And I just want to say thank you. It feels so small, but thank you. And Lord, as we move into this new season of ministry, this new location, God, our heart's cry is just to use us. We're following this open door, and Lord, we just want you to use us. And I pray that every person in this room, that we would have that mindset that God, here I am, send me. Here I am, use me. And Lord, we look forward to what you're going to continue to do. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand to our feet and let's continue to worship together.